was played by Ariadne Robertson. Jake Blake was played by Elvis Herod. Nancy Blake was played by Autumn Robertson. Topper Gigs was played by John Panther. Lee Slaven, played by Richard Kennedy, by Anaya. Odette was played by Lottie Bowater. Written and produced by Ergo Fismes. We used to tumble. There's a spooky store where we dance a lot, shout for more. Out down, where the garden trees are shining, that's where Edie was a laggie. I'm going back to see those corny country cousins of mine.
Creamed custard and fade. A woolen as a... We tumble into his mouth. Loitered like a tentacist. Somewhere along English shops.
Visit and thank you, but I admit I look forward to getting back to this
remote for you.
I'll say. I expect I'll be off early tomorrow morning.
I think I shall stick around a few weeks. Perhaps write.
Writing again?
Maybe. Fingers in a twist.
Another novel?
Mind your business. Anyways, I'll be back in town for the CHPEC conference.
So, remind me, it was your...
Not in blood, more a close friend of the family. Uncle Satyria,
was he?
Uranium.
Oh, what
are you talking about?
So you find this place inspiring? Conducive to work?
There's something about it. A combination of despondency and rage. Warms the cockles somehow.
That's the thing it warms. And even that's debatable. The weather here is awful. Oh, look at that. Is that an orchid?
There's an orchid unique to this place. Funny shape, apparently. A long protrusion at the base of the flower. They call it Buckinger's orchid. I've no idea why.
It's beautiful. Very strange. I've never seen one quite like it.
Nor will you again. Like I said, unique to this place. That's what it is I love about it here. Beneath the seedy, shallow, violent surface of small communities like this, there is an underbelly of luminescent beauty.
God, I need to stretch.
Oh, it got a bit tight in there.
Yes, quite the squeeze. It's nice if only for a little...
Enjoy it while you can. It'll be dark soon.
Some birds still sing in the night, Nancy.
And the crickets.
Well, yes, but not at this time of year. I've never seen a cricket in a winter coat, that I can say for certain.
Well, Quite a nice day, eh?
Yes, it's okay.
Well, are you all stretched?
Yes, I suppose so.
Oh, I'd love to make it out there sometime.
You should really move out there.
I'd love to. Sadly, my circumstances do not permit.
Well, come out anyway sometime. You'd love the architecture. It's very Catholic. Technicolor Catholic.
How can I resist?
You'd adore Santa Croce. If you haven't stood between the mortal remains of Galileo and Michelangelo, you haven't quite felt as small and insignificant as you ought to.
Oh, don't you worry about that. I feel pretty small and insignificant.
It's been very nice to see you, Bunton. I do wish you'd come out to Florence.
I will, Emma, when circumstances permit. Can we get in Florence?
You've known me since you were born, Bunton. Any questions?
Oh, God.
Yeah, sentiments, exactly.
Well, are they?
Your guess is as good as mine.
What do we do? Are they dead?
I suspect not. Or I should say, I hope not.
Well, what do we do about it?
I'll call the police, I suppose. Either that, or cook and eat them.
Peter, not on the Sabbath.
Well, go ahead, then. Call the police. Whoever these people are can't clutter up the doormat forever.
All right, keep your toupee on.
One of them is wearing a Jason Donovan t-shirt. I kind of want it.
Well, option, but as you said. Hello. Hello, police. Yes, we have two men collapsed in our house. Just turned up at the door?
That.
Excuse what?
That shite.
And then there's people
just around. Yep. I understand. It's all a bit up in the air. No guarantee. I'll write that down so I get the exact phrase. Oh, I didn't get that last bit. Might be for a while. Okay, I see. It is interesting, isn't it? To be... What, sorry? Yeah, lucky for you. Well, it's far longer than it's... Yeah, and you, mate. Yeah, have a... Cheers, mate. Bye, mate. Yeah, bye. Gosh. Gosh, shit. Oh. Yeah, I did. Yeah, they did. Yeah, it's pretty bad. I don't know, Mum. Yeah, I suppose I am going to have to break the news. Well, as far as I know, nobody else has been told.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, Pat. Have you seen this?
What's that then, John?
David Icke. David Icke, Pat.
Who? The fat bloke? What's he saying now?
Fluoride, Pat. They're putting fluoride in your poo.
In my poo?
Naughty poo, Pat.
Who is putting fluoride in everybody's poo, John Deacon?
Well, that's the question, Pat. That is the question.
So, are you brushing your teeth with your shit nowadays, John?
No!
You smell like you are.
No, it's not shite, it's that hippie toothpaste you brought back from Linda's.
Oh, the one that's like growl,
that's what it's like. Brains.
I don't know what to do, Mum. We can't have all this responsibility on what? No, you say I should just... I don't think that would be very... Mum, would it? Be civil to me, Mum. No, I don't think Reiki's going to help this time.
Badger, come here.
What
do you think?
You never know what...
They're very strange.
Who called that? Well, not necessarily you. What would anything call it?
I suppose I'd call it Shiny Wazoo.
You call it what?
Shiny Wazoo. Because it's shiny.
That is smart.
Oh, you're so uncouth.
If it's the end of the world, what do manners matter?
Is it the end of the world?
Ground you, Fox.
A place to park my Volvo. I've never actually been here before. I know Pat and John live out here, but we tend to meet in town. I like it here. It's nice, pretty, desolate. And then, what do you know? I ended up in the pub with you, Anna.
This pub is, to be fair, also pretty desolate.
Oh, I don't know. There's a bit of a crowd in.
A desolate crowd full of desolate people.
You never change, Anna.
I change constantly.
Touché.
So you were off to see Pat and John?
I hung their turkey over my... They don't have a Volvo, so I offered to double up for them. They invited me for a sherry, but you caught me first, and by the time I get there, I'll be half cut on Pinot.
Ha, Pat and John won't mind. Pat drinks almost constantly because John talks about that fat bloke.
What fat bloke?
You know, the fat bloke.
Oh, David Icke.
Yeah, that's the one. The fat bloke. Anyway, John spends all the time looking at Fat Bloke's website, which is by the sound of it. I don't know, because I don't ever really look at the internet. By the sounds of it, it's a sort of weird alien sex fantasy thing, cut through with a weird violent perversion and fueled by a rumbling anti-Semitism, a sort of Dungeons and Dragons butt plug fascism.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he does.
And his hair is awful. And because John just reads this bollocks all the time, so consequently, pulls off a tits usually on Captain Morgan's.
Oh well, in that case, I'll have another. Happy New Year! Nice to see you.
The New Year is not here yet, Nora.
Oh,
he hasn't been himself for days now. Have you noticed?
Well, it seems all right to me. I've been out trimming these shrubberies these last few days and he's been out all gawk of the walk as per usual. I wouldn't worry about your cock, Malcolm.
Ah, but I do worry. He's a good lad, this one.
And if anything were to happen to him, well, it'd be difficult to find such a fine cock head.
I keep all foul up, and you don't need to worry.
Yeah, but since, you know...
Since what, Malcolm?
Well, since that goose we found with his head gone astray.
That were a fox, Malcolm.
That were no fox, Alex. Being sheared off it was. Medical precision.
Foxes are very intelligent animals.
They might be intelligent, Alex lad, but they don't have surgical blades. No, this was human hands did this to the goose.
You've been spending too much time on that David Icke.
Not me, Alex. For me, pure, no fox attacked that goose. I'm worried about my cock as much as my birds. But he does look a bit under the weather.
Well, don't you worry, Malcolm. I'll keep a good eye on him when I'm doing my daily duties. Oh,
I wish...
No much chance of that. Look how black that cloud is.
Been grand to see you, little brother.
2 minutes littler, Georgie Porgy.
Send my love to June.
Hey, and you send mine to Jane.
Are you straight off to the ferry?
I thought I might stop at the little chef on the way.
Who?
The little chef.
I've never met him.
It's not a him, it's a it.
I've never met it.
You can't meet it, it's a cafe.
What, the cafe's in the shape of a little chef?
Nah, it's got a drawing of a little chef.
Bald little chef, because it's got a drawing of a little chef.
Well, I suppose so, yeah. When are you off, anyway?
I think I'll hang around a few more days. Maybe wait till after New Year. Spend the night getting pissed with Mum and Dad. Someone's got a spare Mum having to listen to Dad talk about the fat bloke.
Who?
The fat bloke.
Oh, yeah.
Fly, Dulcie. Do you really like Budlier? Go out to the garden and take a piece, then bring it here.
Okay.
Shit.
What's the matter, Fox?
She's seen me. The little one, the witch.
Witch, eh?
Oh, yeah, I mean, look at her. She's lost interest. She's already going back inside with a clump of Budlier for some reason.
All right. Well, you're faster than me. Run over there and have a look in that bin.
You bloody do it. There's a witch in that house.
I'm old, Fox.
Old? You're 1 year older than me.
In badger years.
3 years? What does that
mean? Well, it means we age quicker than humans.
Why are you comparing your lifespan to humans, Badger?
Because...
Badger, not for long.
Seven hours and still no ambulance.
I'm amazed we managed to get them onto the sofas.
I'm astonished they...
I mean, if they were that tired, how did they get here in the first place?
Are they in some sort of coma?
Do people snore whilst comatose?
Anyway, even if they are both in a coma, that doesn't explain how they managed to not be in a coma until I opened the front door.
Maybe they were overwhelmed by your astonishing beauty.
Yes, a sort of case of Stendhal syndrome. No, it can't be that. I'm under no illusions. I'm average looking at best.
Peter, in this parochial wasteland, you stand out like a bleeding red rose in a field of charcoal.
Very eloquent, Jeremy. Not without a touching quality.
I do my best. Shall we maybe try to wake them up?
I don't know if it's safe or not.
Oh, sorry. I have to take this. Jeremy here. Hi, Mark. It's what? Oh, really? Gosh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. Well, thanks for letting me know. No, we had no immediate plans to go away anyway. We're sort of hibernating. Or at least we were. What? Oh, no, that doesn't matter. And thanks again.
What was all that?
Nephews, you know. Apparently, all transport services off this sort for the foreseeable...
Really? Well, that's going to be interesting. How long is the foreseeable?
I've no idea. That's all he said. The foreseeable.
Shit.
Unbelievable.
I went to Italy tomorrow. How the fuck long is the foreseeable? What does that even mean?
God knows.
Shit. Ronan's gonna be livid. I'm never gonna hear the end of it.
Oh, Ronan can piss off.
You're not the one that'll be at the receiving end of it.
You, for all the transport for this rock stopping, he's insane. Has there been any clarification yet? Do we know why this is happening?
Nothing. There was just a post-it note on the wall of the catamaran port. All services will cease for the foreseeable.
I wouldn't like to have been there.
I wouldn't like to be there now.
It must be chaos. A lot of raging gammon.
Never cross a raging ham.
Well, I suppose, given the situation, dear sister... Wine?
Why not? I might as well be pissed when I break the news.
It's late. Tell him tomorrow.
That kind of advice, Bunton, is why I value you as a brother. I think we should drink. It's a night for blood.
Yes, well, as long as you don't smoke.
It's still a bit tight.
So? The kid longer, eh?
Much like it, Pat. It is.
That it will. Running about, Emma and Bunton. Little Dulcie. Well, past herself. Emma when she was a bairn. Oh, John, it could be wonderful.
Novel, won't it? So many finding space. Just talk it. We're talking the whole island. This Ike.
Who?
Dave. Oh, yes, the fat. David Ike. Talk. Put it up right in front of your own. Fucked. And that. Pet.
Jonathan.
No, Pat.